Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we've been talking about the ministry of fatherhood during the month of June, and here we are the day before Father's Day. So if you haven't gotten something to thank your father yet, well, time is running out. And of course, there's always time for that illustrious tie.
That's right.
How many ties do you get over the years, Bruce?
Way too many. And that was back when we still wore ties. But, you know, I tell you, the best things I got were the notes written at the bottom of the cards in their own handwriting, just thanking me for being dad, words of love and thanks.
Well, I'm sure Father's Day, just like Mother's Day, can stir up a lot of negative feelings also for some people. You know, I can't help but think that there may be a number of our listeners out there who may or may not be all that excited about celebrating the life they had with their dads.
And that's what we want to talk about today, Cap, making the most and best of the legacies that we've received and then making some commitments as ourselves as new dads to leave a better legacy to our children than the ones we've gotten. And I'd like to do this by sharing a very personal legacy story.
Well, I'm assuming that that would then be your family story.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we talk at our seminars all the time about sharing God's stories, and this might be a fun time for the broader base of people to benefit from my story. You know, my dad is an only child of an alcoholic, and who was my grandfather, and my grandfather didn't know his father, my great-grandfather. So right off the bat, you know, I have a legacy damaged by fatherlessness. My great-grandfather was an absentee dad, abandoning his son who grew up to get married to my grandmother, to have a son, my father, and then he ran off, became an alcoholic. And, you know, my dad doesn't have too many positive thoughts and memories about his childhood and his dad. So, you know, the McCracken legacy is not heading down a very pretty path right now.
Well, I'd say that's two generations of men then who were pretty much far from being an ideal father.
That's right. And my dad is next in the link of that chain, and he was certainly being set up to be a total failure as a dad, but God intervened through a variety of ways, and too many to unpack here. But, you know, my dad was exposed to a positive father figure in the person of his maternal grandfather, and it caused him to see his own father's failures, which was a good thing because it showed him how to be a better dad, but it also produced some anger and resentment as he was left to be the man of his father's house. And then God intervened in another way and separated my father from his father. To my dad went to the South Pacific via the United States Marine Corps, and my granddad went off to Keswick to get rehabilitated, eventually saved and sober. And when my dad came home from the Second World War, he married my mom, and pretty soon I showed up. But my dad's pain as a child was something that he was determined not to pass on to us, his three sons.
Well, Bruce, I hate to interrupt this because I think that there's probably more to this story and, and certainly worth sharing. But this might be a good time to pause and to make some observations before we have to leave. Bruce, can you share with us what are some of the lessons that we can learn from your fathering legacy story?
Well, I think the first lesson is that there are no perfect fathering stories. Our dads weren't perfect, and none of us as dads are going to be perfect. So we have a choice. We can use the failures of our fathers as an excuse for our failure as a father. You know, we can always blame our present on our past, and we can do it all day long, and nothing's going to change. Or we can use those hurts and pains of our past to motivate and inspire us to be better husbands and fathers, to draw those lines in the sand, as I like to say. What are the positive things that you want to continue through your legacy line? And what are the things that need to stop with you that you're not going to pass on to your kids? And how are you going to do that? The second thing I think we need to do is look for positive role models and mentors. Who are some men in your life that you can go to school on, you know, and look at them and learn how to be a better dad? And if you've had the privilege of having a positive fathering legacy, who can you help? How can you be a role model for others to follow? You know, my story isn't foreign in today's fathering landscape. You know, there's things we can all learn from one another. And thirdly, I think we need to thank our dads for doing the best that they have done. You know, we as fathers now have a very real perspective on how hard it is to be a great dad, to balance all there is to needs to be, to be a husband, a businessman, a provider, and a father. And then lastly, I think we need to just thank our Heavenly Father for the power that He gives us and the example He is for us to be the dads that we want to be for our children.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Powerful words on this eve of Father's Day. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.